Famous biographies provide instant ideas for Hollywood, and the late Steve Jobs is the latest legend to get a biopic.
The genius of Steve Jobs was that he was able to both think artfully outside the box and make accessible products for the layman. His motto was to think differently. Jobs the movie thinks safely. We follow Jobs, Ashton Kutcher, through his college experiments with LSD, his garage invention of the Apple II with Steve Wozniak, Josh Gad, the backing of investor Mike Mercula, Dermot Mulroney, the hiring of Pepsi's John Sculley, Matthew Modine, and both Jobs firing and rehiring. Kutcher gives a valiant effort recreating Jobs' fragile walk, but he's not up to the more emotional peaks of crying or screaming. If there's one thing Jobs succeeds at, it's proving how good The Social Network is by comparison. While Social Network opened with Mark Zuckerberg losing his girlfriend and closed with him trying to friend request her, Jobs rushes through his personal life, condensing his daddy issues into an acid montage, rushing through his girlfriend's pregnancy, and skipping a chance to show their reconciliation. The rise of Apple is a powerful story, but we get more sense of Jobs the businessman and less a sense of Jobs the man. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Jobs 2.5 out of 4 stars.